It's KUTX 98.9. We just heard Texas blues guitar legend Freddie King, which I think would be a good way to introduce two other great guitar players who are in live in Studio 1A with us this afternoon. From Austin, Eric Johnson on my left.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And to my right is Mr. Mike Stern, all the way from New York. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer this afternoon, and Eric and Mike are closing out a tour behind an album they just put out that came out in November called Eclectic, and they're playing tomorrow night out in Bastrop. We'll tell folks about that. So how's the tour been going thus far?
It's going great. It's been a lot of fun. It's been wonderful.
All right.
Really great. Really fun. We want to continue. So we've actually decided to just play in Austin for the next month.
All right. It's fine with us.
Right out there on the sidewalk, as soon as the sun comes out. We'll
So you're joined today, I understand you have Mike's drummer and Eric's bass player. We know Chris Marsh, who's been a longtime member of the Austin music community. And your drummer is?
Lionel Cordue, amazing drummer. And these guys sound great together.
All right. And we also have our concert club members here to cheer us on. So thank you for your support and for coming in this afternoon, everybody.
Right, thank you. Yeah.
Well, what tune would you gentlemen like to start off with?
We're going to play a piece by Mike called Out of the Blue.
All right. Mike Stern and Eric Johnson live at Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Thank you. Eric Johnson, Mike Stern, Mike Stern, Eric Johnson, along with Chris Marsh on the bass and Lionel Gradu on the drums.
Cordu. The one and only.
All right. Mike Stern took the first solo on that tune, Eric Johnson the second. That was a tune written by Mike Stern called Out of the Blue. So how did this collaboration get underway?
Well, I asked Eric to play on one of my records. I've been a fan of Eric's forever. And I asked him to play on a record I did called Big Neighborhood. And that was so much fun. We kind of talked loosely about doing something else. And something else came, some other gigs. Mm-hmm. And that felt really good. So then we did a record called Eclectic.
Right.
And together. And then we've been touring for a while now.
All right.
It's
so
been going great. It's really fun.
So, Mike's, you're both kind of, and I'll put quotations around it, fusion guitar players. Eric, known more in the rock world. You known more in the jazz world. How do those two styles come together when you play?
I don't know. I think it works. You know,
it just works.
Yeah.
it just works.
I think one of the things is Mike is a really. I really like Mike's compositions and his approach as a musician, and I can feel in his playing that's the important thing to him is the music and the composition, and he puts that great bravado of soloing within that, but not in a gratuitous way in sake of the music. So, if you have people that are like-minded about the music and the composition, I think you're a little sensitive to how you place you're playing in the song, so you don't kind of override the song, and that's kind of where we try to do that, so we're kind of being sensitive to each other's stuff, through voicings and chords and melodies and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, the album sounds like it was alive, pretty much a live album, is that right?
Pretty much. I mean, we did a couple of takes on probably every tune, but not too many. And fixed a couple of things afterwards, but left as much live stuff as possible, which I always love. And I think everybody, after you play for years and years, you want to kind of keep some of the rough edges also. You don't want to clean up everything, right. Pro Tool it all to like crazy. And so we didn't do that. And a couple of overdubs of stuff for production. And Eric's just an amazing producer, not only just as a complete musician, and plays a whole lot of other instruments other than the guitar, and quite well too, piano, and some. He didn't do much on this record, but just little tiny things you can barely hear. So he made it work perfectly with the.
And you recorded the album here in Austin.
Yeah, at Eric's studio.
All right.
Which was really nice.
We should let folks know that Eric Johnson and Mike Stern are playing tomorrow night in Bastrop at the Jerry Fay Wilhelm Performing Arts Center at 1401 Cedar Street. It's a benefit for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bastrop County.
Yeah. And what time is that thing?
That's a good question.
What time are we playing?
7 to 9.
Yeah, but come. Here. That's going to be fun. Everybody come. And it's a really good cause. It's a really good benefit.
And be sure to bring your guitar, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, can we get you gentlemen to do another tune for us, please?
Yeah. This is one of Eric's called Manhattan. That's where I live. He didn't write it for me, but it's a great tune.
But I'll dedicate it to you and Lionel. Thank you.
Eric Johnson and Mike Stern.
By the way, when that amp started breaking, we meant that to happen. That was like pre-planned.
That was a tune written by Eric Johnson called Manhattan. A little bit of Wes Montgomery there at the beginning.
Yeah.
Very nice.
My main man.
Yeah. Thank you. You can catch these gentlemen tomorrow night. They'll be in Bastrop at the Jerry Fay Wilhelm Performing Arts Center at 1401 Cedar Street. You can get tickets through TicketBud, there you go, .com. And also it's a benefit for the Boys and Girls Club of Bastrop County. Gentlemen, thank you. We're going to close out the radio part of this session, but you're going to do a couple more tunes, and the entire session will be up online in about 24 hours on our website at kutx.org. Also, thanks to Chris Marsh on bass and Lionel Gordu.
Gordu.
Cliff Hargrove has been our engineer. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. You're in tune to KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.